Hey,
it's okay. I'll
we're just organizing ourselves here.
Yeah, that's right.
Here, do you want to sit?
Yeah, so we're on the air now.
Yeah.
And we're in the studio with Teddy from Bethany. Hey, Teddy.
Hi.
There you go.
How old are you?
Good.
He's good.
How old are you?
Five.
He's five.
You're five?
Oh, wow. Five.
Five?
Nice.
Nice.
He's a big guy now.
And who's this with you? Who did you bring in with you today?
Bonnie.
What's that?
Bunny.
Oh, the bunny? No,
bunny.
I mean your mom and dad.
Concerned about the stuffed animal.
He did bring him with him.
That's
he did.
Right. That's a plus one.
Yes.
All right, why don't we have mom or dad take over? We'll get back to Teddy in a second.
Right.
Hi.
Hey, Ma, how you doing?
Great.
You're Kara, right?
Yes.
Yeah, tell us about Teddy's story.
So Teddy was diagnosed with hepatoblastoma, which is a liver tumor, when he was 7 months old.
Oh, my God.
He went through 6 months of chemo treatment at Yale Hospital. And he had a full resection, a full tumor resection.
Wow.
So after 6 months, you know, he basically stopped treatment. He recovered completely. He's now in remission.
Looks great.
He looks great.
Yeah, he does.
You would never know.
Yeah. No.
He's a healthy boy now. He gets checkups every 6 months, you know, thanks to the wonderful people at Yale.
Cool.
But yeah, he's doing wonderfully now.
Great.
So, yeah.
Well, that had to be, you know, it's a parent's worst nightmare.
Absolutely.
What were the signs?
So actually, he has something called hemihypertrophy, which is one side of his body is...
I would never be able to say that word.
Learn.
You say it like...
You learn, I know.
Or yeah. Spell it. Or spell it.
Yeah.
H.
yeah, so the pediatrician, Jen Diaz, shout out to Jen Diaz, she basically said it could be a symptom of this larger syndrome. He definitely doesn't have it. Don't worry about it. You know, we'll just send him for testing and otherwise. And I said, well, what is worst case scenario? And
yeah.
She said, you know, he could have a tumor, but he doesn't have it. You know, he doesn't have the symptom, whatever.
Yeah.
So we went for blood work, actually June 2nd. So today is the anniversary of the day that he went for blood work.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Which is wild. And they basically, they took his blood work and they said, get to a sonogram like tomorrow.
Okay.
That's frightening.
Which was a little, mean, it was
I'm
very unsettling.
I'm scared just hearing it here
it was,
now.
Yeah, it was very unsettling. So we took him the next day. We went for just a regular ultrasound. It was peak COVID. So Craig was in the car.
Oh, timing.
I went in with Teddy and they wouldn't really let us leave.
Craig is dad.
Yep. So Craig was waiting outside and they wouldn't really let me leave. And they were like, well, your doctor's going to call you. And I said, well, okay. So, you know, he's 7 months old. He's kind of in my arms hanging out.
Yeah.
So she calls and she says, you know, he has a 13 centimeter tumor on his liver, which was basically, for scale, it was the size of his like entire abdominal cavity.
Oh.
Which is why we didn't really know, like there wasn't like a lump or anything. It was just his entire body, basically.
Rock hard ass.
Motto.
We thought it was like, oh, he's right, rock hard ass. You know, he's such a strong boy. We had no idea. So they sent us basically right to the emergency room from there. And then from the emergency room directly to the oncology unit. Do the whole biopsy. Like it happened so fast. I mean, our world was spinning. They actually wouldn't even let Craig in because it was COVID. And Craig had like a fight with the people. He's like, my wife just called me and said, my son has cancer. Like I have to go into the hospital. And obviously they're taking COVID so seriously at the time. So it was a whole big thing. But that's how it kind of came to be that we ended up on the oncology unit. And
from the moment you've had that first sign to like, now how what's the is it 1 year is it how many no so it was during COVID
yeah it
so
during COVID,
it's like
yep.
5 years
it was yeah it was yep yep it was Whoa. June 2nd 2020
wow
yep yeah
wow
wild
and dad what was your reaction to all this so you hear your son has cancer and you can't even get into the hospital
which was I think for all of us everybody was dealing with a lot of adjustments in the world. And I think it was just one of those moments where more than ever, you just wanted some normalcy.
Yeah.
I mean, put it to you this way, the nice people at Yale did end up getting me in and, everything de-escalated and, Kara and I pretty much did 3.5 days, one person in the hospital, and then 3.5 days the other person in the hospital.
Right, taking shifts, yeah.
Yeah, because you couldn't do, you weren't allowed to be in the room together, especially on that unit, because most of the kids on the floor don't have immune systems.
Which
is why they're being admitted.
Gotcha.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, super dangerous time for all the kiddos, but yeah. I don't know. I guess normalcy would have just been nice, but you know what is normal when you're told your kid has cancer?
Right? That's right. There is no normal.
Nope.
Yeah. What an unbelievable ride for the last 5 years now. And he's good now, though. Yeah,
he's good.
And
his syndrome has him being looked at past the 5 year marker. So even though he'll be clear, he's at high risk for other tumors. So yeah, Yale is keeping a close eye on him, and they've been awesome about it.
And he's a Make-A-Wish kid.
He was too young for Make-A-Wish when he was in the hospital. So they reached out when he was of age to make great decisions. And here we are.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Nice.
He was too young to be a Make-A-Wish kid. That's how young he was.
Yeah.
7 months he was? 7 months.
Seven months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Welcome to the world.
The size of a pea, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to parenthood.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, both ways. Yeah,
yeah. You probably didn't have gray hair back then, right?
It's that and that in a great communication marriage gives you all the gray hair, right?
Yeah. So the make a wish. What would Teddy like as his wish?
Do you want to tell them about your wish, or do you want mom and dad to do it?
Teddy, what would you like?
He said, "Your spokesperson."
What did you ask? Just say what you asked for.
What'd you do? What I want to know.
Go ahead.
Well, you said you wanted to say hi to your friends.
Oh, there it was.
Go ahead.
Oh,
yeah. Say hi to your friends.
Monster truck.
Monster truck.
Was it a monster truck racetrack?
Oh, nice.
Oh, want a monster truck racetrack?
Can I get one, too?
Yeah.
We asked for a racetrack to be put in our backyard.
Teddy, can I tell you, most of our guests, when they're around us for 5 minutes, act the same way. They just want to leave.
They do. Yep.
I know.
It's true.
It's nothing personal.
Young or old, they just want to leave.
It's nothing personal.
So you have locked door all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. So you want a monster truck racetrack? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, he's shaking his head, yeah.
Okay, affirmative.
Okay. So generally, these Make-A-Wish things are about $10,000.
Yeah.
You got to raise $10,000.
Okay, we'll sell Vince.
For Teddy. We could sell Vince.
I'll just do chores for people, whatever. I don't care.
We typically do something with AJ.
Yes, we do.
You know, so we thought we're going to put AJ in a golf cart.
Yep.
And we're going to bring him to the Bethany Fire Department.
Yep.
And they have a beautiful field out there, and you're going to just go around. And how many laps are you going to do?
200.
Is it?
I think it's like 200. Yeah,
the golf cart 200.
Yeah,
all right.
Basically, yeah. It's replicate the Daytona 500.
So we'll be looking for donations this week, and we'll post something online now.
I'll be really dizzy too.
It's beautiful because you say you don't really enjoy kids, but you always do whatever it takes to help kids.
Oh, of course, yeah. I'm not a monster.
It's just his own kids.
To help the kids out, of course.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not going to Hell Express.
So we'll be going through our Rolodex, and we'll be getting people to donate, and we'll be asking the tribe once again to help out. And wouldn't that be cool if Teddy had a monster truck racetrack?
Oh, he's going to have one. He's going to have one.
We got to get that 10 grand.
Yeah, it's got to happen, people.
Right now on the phone, Assistant Chief of the Bethany Volunteer Fire Department's on the phone. Hey, Brent.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Good, thanks. Thank you for letting us use the fire department.
Appreciate it.
Oh, we are happy to have you. We have a lot of members and a lot of local support already in line for the project, and we can't wait to see you guys Thursday morning.
Yeah, so tell us about this track that AJ's going to be driving on.
Well, I don't want to give away too many secrets, but we are going to turn our rear parking lot into a racetrack for Teddy and AJ. I believe AJ's vehicle is actually going to be our department UTV.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah, so if you get a little weather, it'll keep you covered. But nice. I have some local folks coming out that are going to have a few surprises for Teddy. Like I said, I don't want to give away too much on the air.
Oh,
but
great. Nice.
You know, a ton of support.
Nice.
Oh, that's tremendous. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you so much for
everything you do for Bethany.
Right.
To start the whole fire department.
Yes, and I'm sorry in advance.
But thanks for stepping up to help us. So we'll see you out there on Thursday.
Yep.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Thank you, Chief.
Hold that thought.
All right. Bye. Assistant Chief Brent Ceccarelli with the Bethany Volunteer Fire Department.
That's cool.
All right. Awesome. So you're going to be in their UTV, which is even cooler than a golf cart.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Right. And their medical emergency personnel, too, in case something goes wrong.
So you need a helmet.
I have a helmet.
You have a helmet?
I have a helmet, yep. My drag racing helmet. I wear that.
All right. You need a race suit.
Got to get a race suit. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then we can sell patches if you want to put your first name on AJ's race suit.
Right.
We're not going to do businesses.
Right.
Because it just, you know, becomes a whole different thing.
But now
if you want to put your name on AJ's, you could pick a spot on his body.
Right.
And that's where we'll put your name.
Exactly. I can't wait to see Beef Man right on your chest.
Oh, yes. Can you pick a different phrase? Like, if you didn't want your name, could you be like, you know, AJ Rules or AJ Stinks or like something like that on his?
No.
Just the name. I would have had a whole paragraph on there.
But thank you. Yeah.
No, just your name.
Yeah.
And so we have a couple of days to come up with $10,000.
Okay.
And we'll do it for Teddy.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, this is the cutest kid.
He deserves a track.
He deserves a track.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
What he's been through?
He's a future broadcaster. Exactly. I can tell just how he takes control of the microphone over
he
there.
He is, yep.
Teddy, anything else you want to say before we go?
Anything else you want to say? You want to say anything to any of your friends listening or thank you to all the kind people?
Just thinking about it.
That's the thing when you're five and like everyone in the room is looking at you.
Yep. Like,
just stop looking at me.
Yep.
I'm the same way
when I'm drunk.
You know?
Stop looking at me.
That's right.
You would think he wants all the attention. He wants none of the attention.
Gotcha.
No, that's it.
Yep.
Well, we are so thankful.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Oh, yeah. It's been great.
Wonderful opportunity. We're so grateful.
You know what? When we do these things, it makes us feel, I think we help us more than we help.
Yeah, it does.
You know?
Yeah.
It really is. And the whole community, I think, is the same way. I think everybody in the tribe knows that it feels really good to help somebody.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
And to make somebody who just came within inches of just badness get a racetrack. And,
yeah.
You know.
How cool is that?
It's a beautiful thing to do.
We learned that going through our Teddy's experience, the community of people that we have. There are people, you know, acquaintances of acquaintances, people that we've never even met before, reaching out to us. Obviously, our own close family and friends, our small community that we had living in our area did the most they possibly could. But people come out of the woodwork and people genuinely just want to help. They'll do anything. And it's such a humbling experience. You don't realize how many people you have in your network.
Yeah.
Until something really bad happens. So.
You know, and those are the stories we need to hear more of.
Yes.
Because we hear a lot of bad news stories where people doing bad things, but this is people doing good things, and we're very glad to be part of it. So thank you for sharing your story with us. We'll be talking to you all week long.
Yep.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Great. We'll look forward to it. Yeah, we look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Got some work to do.
Thank you, Teddy.
Thanks, Teddy.
See you, Teddy.
Thank you, Kara. Thank you, Craig.
Thank you, guys.